Yes, sir. We welcome you back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us on a Monday evening as we take you up until 10 o'clock. We have Brittany Rodriguez and our old guy as somebody who's done a tremendous job for us throughout the years. Danny Garcia taking us up until 10 o'clock this evening. Again, hope you have an opportunity to listen to us, the show this evening. If you miss anything, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports. And we thank you so much for making this a weekly part of your regime. Over the weekend, actually last Friday, October the 18th, at the Margarita Hollywood Beach Resort, the 2024 Broward County Sports Hall of Fame held their awards. Outstanding recipients: Elliot Bonner, former football and baseball coach, known Coach Bonner for a number of years. Darius Butler, who is obviously former NFL quarterback and sports policy. Diana Nyad, if you remember her, she was the one that would swim from Cuba to the Florida Straits. And Steve Shapiro from Channel 7. Former sports anchor, Lexi Thompson, professional golfer on the LPGA Tour. The Hollywood Hills High School state championship team, 1973. Also, along with Abbas Karimi, Spirit Award winner, a swimmer and a Paralympics athlete. And this could not have been done without the Broward Educational Foundation. And our next guest, Sean Serra, who worked extremely hard on this event and others that are coming up, and we are excited to have him on. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time. I figured if anybody would rekindle the Sports Hall of Fame, it would be you. And what a great comeback! Tremendous group that got inducted.
Yeah, good evening, Larry, and it's always great to hear your voice. And you're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the 134 recipients. But we had a special night Friday, and you just recapped a tremendous class. And we also had a special award that we started a few years before we went into a hiatus, and that's the Spirit of Sport Award, and Bas Karimi got that. And he's a Paralympic that has no arms and went to Paris and won two silver medals. So it was a very uplifting night. Everyone really enjoyed every single one of the inductees' speeches. And, you know, we're very blessed that the Broward Education Foundation is willing to step up and rekindle this event that you know has been very prominent for the last three decades, and we want to continue it into the next three.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, you couldn't do this without a lot of help. Obviously, your partners and your sponsors, the same ones that helped put on the Broward County National Showcase. Obviously, that's huge when you have people that believe in what you guys do. And certainly with this coming back with this Hall of Fame, and as you said, when I went in, it was awesome. It was a great time, well run. And I'm sure now that you guys have taken over and then certainly know the details of what's going on, it's got to be exciting. Talk about the very fact that you had a lot of people come out and support. I mean, you know, not just, you know, families, but people from the community, which makes it always very special. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, for the first year back, we had a little under 300 people in attendance. And like you mentioned, we have phenomenal sponsors and partnerships. And just to mention a few, Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital, as you know, always is at the forefront of all of our events. And once again, Tony Million and the team was there and supporting us. Patino Insurance, Frank Patino, was a huge lift this year, and actually his business purchased all the awards to offset some of the costs for the foundation. Promethean, U.S. Army, BTU, Bright Star, Tremco, Roofing, the Broward County Athletic Association under Patty Brown, once again at the forefront, Core Construction. And this year was a special twist, and now we have Beacon as a partner, and they went around and interviewed everyone before the event.
Nice.
And then during the event. And on Beacon TV sometime soon after we take all the edits. So we're going to share for the Tri-County. Anybody that wants to tune in, they can listen from start to finish and see what the 285 people that were in attendance enjoy in person.
Yeah. Sean, before we go on, you in a different room because you're breaking up, and I don't want anybody to miss what you're saying. Can you shift rooms or just so we can hear a little bit? Yeah, this is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, because I don't want to have anybody miss what you're saying, especially, you know, with the sponsorship and everything that went on. But this isn't the only thing. You guys have a lot of things planned outside the Broward County Showcase and the Hall of Fame. Talk about some of the other events coming up over the next couple months.
So we have the Crown National Basketball Tournament. We'll be celebrating our 35th year. We start with a showcase that which will capture the local teams. And to Glenn Riley Bird really puts on a lot of time and effort to pull that off, along with Kevin Perry, and then we'll have a tournament on the 18th through the 23rd. We have 44 teams participating, a lot of nationally ranked teams. And we're joining forces with Frank Patino with his annual wrestling tournament that's now going to be under the foundation December 27th and 28th. And then we'll be celebrating 50 years of the Brian Piccolo Awards, which will be taking place sometime in April. We're still working out the details with that special number of 50. We want to make sure that we hit a home run with not only a keynote speaker, but anyone that we want to recognize, student and adult wise.
Yeah, no doubt. So obviously you got a lot of things planned. You know, we can't say enough about what Tony Knapp has done and everybody over at the Broward Educational Foundation for what they do, stepping up and working extremely hard to make sure that a lot of people benefit. And like you said, this Hall of Fame is just like the tip of the iceberg. If you had an opportunity to attend any of the Broward Showcase games, the National Showcase games that you guys put on. I mean, and people are still talking about it, you know, which is great. People are talking about the teams that came, and, you know, at one point out of the top 10 teams in the country, had four of them that appeared in the event. And certainly with you and Kevin Perry setting up some really, really good matchups. I know that everybody, including Zach Poff at Max Preps, did a nice thing about it. And you guys got a big boost on this Broward Hall of Fame too, a national little on Pat McAfee's show, which was a great night, a national boost, obviously, with Darius Butler being a part of that. Talk about that, because that's something when you take a look at, I mean, you can't pay for national attention like that, and you're right out of the gate once again, and you guys get a lot of people taking notice across the country.
Yeah, no, that was an extra treat. Pat, you know, recognized us towards the end of the show, and it had the logo, which was really cool. And Darius was talking about his brother introducing him and his family, and then they gave the foundation a plug, and they were talking about Broward Athletics. And my understanding, I think it was one of the most tuned in shows too. They was. Someone was telling me Friday night they have 5 million people listening that could podcast. So you can't get any better than that. But, you know, we were blessed. Like you mentioned, the class. I mean, Elliot Bonner and Diana Nyad. I mean, she was a huge hit. And Steve Shapiro and WSBN and the whole team from there. Lexi Thompson. The class of 1973, Larry, I got to replay the speeches from the Hollywood Hills football team. They just invigorated the crowd. Everyone was fired up after they were done because they were just nice. All about, you know, promoting Broward and being proud to be a part of Broward. So it was a special night, and I know next year we're going to work hard to make sure that it doesn't conflict with high school football and all kinds of crazy events on the weekend. We're going to try to move it to a daytime during the week type event and get you back out there. But, we're excited about the momentum of being back, and we can't wait to announce next year's class.
Good stuff. I can't thank you enough, Sean. Appreciate you stopping by. Continue to do the great work that you guys do, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, thank you, Larry. Take care.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Sean Serra from the Broward Educational Foundation joining us. Sorry about the static, but we had to try to have him move rooms. But sometimes, you know, things are out of your control. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to Mike Cuno of CBS4, talking Nat Moore Trophy. Coming up.